you, Chairman. And thank you to the European Commission for that question as well. This does kind of lead to one or two of the slides on our presentation, but we did mention, I'll try to find the slide here. So slide 12. So it is correct in our understanding as well that for a category X and category Y vehicle, there will not be a driver. And so we shouldn't consider the driver's mass. There may be instances where there is another occupant in the position where a driver may sit. This does lead us to this two equation situation that we do have relating to the goods carrying capability of the vehicle and the passenger carrying capability of the vehicle. So this is something we still have to resolve within the task force. But with the current equation, the figure N is the number of seating positions, excluding the driver's seating position. So if we were to consider this passenger, they would then be considered in the number of seating positions under N as it currently stands in that equation. But we are still trying to resolve some of the issues that come about with considering the passenger in this equation as well. So it's something we can update on at the next GRVA when we come to a conclusion on that. But we are considering this. Thank you.